I'm Rona Tarrant. President Trump has walked out of a meeting with Democratic leaders as negotiations broke down on the 19th day of the government shutdown. The president ended talks after Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer stood by their refusal to fund his planned U.S.-Mexico border wall. Some 800,000 federal workers will go without pay this week for the first time since the shutdown began. Meanwhile, Catholic groups have been responding to the president's speech earlier this week about funding the border wall. On Twitter, the Sisters of Mercy said the speech was rooted in untruths, fear and division, noting that it took place as the Catholic Church in the U.S. marked National Migration Week. A Texas bishop, Daniel Flores of Brownsville, did not explicitly mention the speech, but tweeted that mothers and children are fleeing the very criminal elements that are recognized as a mortal danger and called for a response that protects U.S. citizens and vulnerable migrants. Migrants rescued from the Mediterranean were taken to shore in Malta yesterday after being kept at sea while European leaders argued over who was responsible for them. Pope Francis had issued a public appeal for European governments to demonstrate concrete solidarity with the 49 migrants who were rescued by the German-based Sea-Watch humanitarian organisation. Italy refused to allow the boats to dock, and the organisation refused to hand the migrants over to the Coast Guard of Libya, where they had boarded boats hoping to reach Europe. Nationwide efforts to confront human trafficking received a boost in the new year as President Trump signed a bill reauthorizing federal expenditures for prevention and assistance programs. The act allows $430 million in federal funds for trafficking prevention and education, victim protection, and stronger government prosecution of trafficking through 2022. The president of the U.S. Catholic Sisters Against Human Trafficking welcomed the signing of the law, for which it had advocated with members of Congress. After a surprise visit to China, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un left with backing for a possible second summit with US President Donald Trump. Trump and Kim first met last June, but progress over denuclearization has since stalled. State media reported that Chinese President Xi Jinping said he hoped the two leaders meet each other halfway. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.